This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
And those 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. A couple of things. First of all, pools are open, so it's going to be a great weekend for you. Going to be in the 80s this weekend, so you can go to Water World. You can go down to Elitch Gardens. You can just go to a neighborhood pool. Pools are open. It's going to be a great weekend.
It is going to be a great weekend. Hey, I want to read this headline to you.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? Here's what it says. Fazan Zaki pulls off dramatic, breathless win at the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
I've got it right here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
I know, but did you hear that? Dramatic and breathless.
I wonder what was so dramatic and breathless about it.
I don't know.
All right, let's listen.
Your word is éclaircissement.
It said the éclair, you know, you eat them. They have stuffing in them.
The éclairs.
Yeah, the éclairs. They're very yummy.
This éclair is too small? Is that what they said?
Yeah, my éclair is too small.
Your word is éclaircissement.
Éclaircissement.
It's French.
E-C-L-A-I-R-C-I-S-S-E-M-E-N-T. Éclaircissement.
That is correct.
Fazan Zaki, you are the 2025 Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Here's how you spell it. C-H-A-L-D-E-E. Chaldi.
Chaldi? What are you talking about?
I don't know. That's what it says.
No. That's a different word, Jamie.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, you got a different word. Oh, okay. It's éclaircissement.
Yep.
Well, what's the Chaldi one?
I have no idea.
Hold on. Let me read the article.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's see. I can't describe it. Let's see here. It says, Zaki best, he bested, he beat the other kid by spelling Chaldi.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, sorry.
Gotcha,
my apologies.
Gotcha. But the final to win it was this word here.
Yeah.
My éclair is too small.
Yeah, my éclair,
okay.
Which is
pretty clever.
It's
I didn't know it was all one word, though. Yeah. All right, so I got an idea.
Sorry,
I got an idea.
Listen. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You come up with three words.
Okay.
We'll put a spelling bee to the test between Carson and Schmidl.
Oh, okay.
You come up with three words that you see as solvable but difficult. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean,
we don't need cat.
Right.
But necessary is a good word, okay?
Yeah.
Something like that. We don't want to go with my éclair is too small. I mean, that's a hard word.
I have some.
So what we do is we do three words.
I'm ready.
You got all three already?
I'm ready.
Wow. I was going to play a tune.
You can do whatever you want.
I don't need a tune.
If you've already got
three words, and let's see who gets it correct. Now, I probably won't know how to spell them either. So, therefore, you're going to have to let them know if they're correct or not.
Okay.
All right. So, let's go ahead and go.
Okay.
You want to start with Schmidl or Carson?
But he cheats in that other room.
Hey, don't be cheating, Schmidl.
He does. He cheats in that other
room. I got my hands up.
He cheats
in that
other room.
You can see my hands.
All right. Unplug your computer. So.
Okay.
Unplug.
Okay.
Turn Siri off.
Don't be cheating. You don't cheat either, Carson.
I got nothing.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. All right.
Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook. Oh, that's a good one.
Gobbledygook.
All right. Let's go with Carson or Schmidl.
Either gobbledygook.
All right, Schmidl, you want to tackle this one first?
G-O-B-L-E.
Nope.
Oh, that was a good R. That was a really good one. Okay, Carson, your turn.
G-O-H.
Wow.
Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook.
No, it's... okay, go
G-O-B-B.
Ahead. Yep.
L-Y. L-E-Y?
No, L-E.
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 Gobbledygook.
D-E-G-O-O-K. Gobbledygook.
Oh, gook.
Yeah.
I put a P on the end.
I was going to go.
All right, that's just the start.
That was
a warm-up for you guys, okay?
Yeah.
Here, you'll get it right.
Yeah,
here we go.
Okay.
Number two.
All right, minuscule.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay. All right. Let's do the same round.
I think I know how. I think I might know that.
Well, we'll try it. You want to try first?
Yeah.
No.
M-I-N-I.
Boy, that's
right. Next.
Yep.
Carson.
M-I-N-N.
No. M-I-N-A.
M-I-N-E.
No, M-I-N-U.
That was a warm-up. Okay. Now we're ready. Yeah. You guys ready?
Okay.
Spelling bee. The BJ and Jamie spelling bee. All right, let's go.
Conscientious.
Oh, that's what always throws me off.
I feel like this one's easy. I feel like I give you an easy one.
This one always throws me off. This one's tricky.
C O N C.
Yeah. Carson.
C O N S C I O U.
Go ahead.
D O N E.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Going to be a beautiful weekend. We are on the Odyssey app. You can hear us anywhere in America. And also the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. Would you rate yourself on a 1 to 10? Where would you rate yourself as a speller? We were just doing the spelling bee.
Oh.
But where would you rate yourself?
Well, remember, I couldn't figure out how to spell Des Moines.
That's kind of tough, though. It's not exactly
no, but
like...
I was so far away, spell check wouldn't even help me.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm going to say a solid 5.
A solid 5.
Yeah.
Spadil, what about you?
I would say about the same, just like average 5.
Yeah. Carson, 5. Yeah.
I would say 7.
I'd say 3.
3?
I look at words, Jamie, and I cannot... I'll spell them right, but they look wrong to me. Do you ever have that where you cannot figure out the simplest words? I can't figure out sometimes.
Like that day that you spelled Oprah with a F?
Yeah.
Oprah.
Oprah. Yeah. I did not do that.
I know you did.
I know what Oprah is, but I have a really tough, like library, for example.
Yeah.
I can look at that over and over again, and I think I got it right, but it doesn't look right.
Isn't it funny? I'm always cautioning. So yours
I'm
is library.
Questioning, I
Mine
should
is
say.
Restaurant. I don't know why I have a hard time with restaurants
every
time.
It took me a while to actually get it into my brain where I could just rattle it off. Right
away. Spell restaurant.
No, I don't want to.
R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T. Restaurant.
I think it's It's T-U.
T-A-U-R-A-N-T. Restaurant.
All right, look it up.
But yet I know how to spell tsunami in a heartbeat. T-Sun-Amy with an I.
T-Sun Amy with an I.
Yeah.
See,
that's how you spell tsunami.
Tsunami would be tough for me.
T-Sun. I know, but I memorized it for a spelling bee as T-Sun Amy with an I.
Yeah.
And I can spell tsunami anytime when called upon.
There's certain words that just stick out in your brain that you actively have to teach yourself to.
Yep, and that's one of them. I'm telling you,
I think I'm a 3. I really do. Yeah. I'm terrible.
I really struggle with license.
License?
Yeah, I always want to spell it with 2 S's and not a C.
Oh, weird.
Textnado, 303-22-ALICE. What word throws you for a loop? I mean, very common word used
Des
every
Moines.
Day. What throws you for... Necessary is one of those two. That's a tough one for me anyway. What word throws you for a loop? Okay, the spelling bee, we did the whole thing just a few minutes ago. The kid, 14 years old.
I mean, you say it like this, Des Moines.
Will you?
I mean, listen to this. Des Moines, not Des Moines.
Jamie.
Am I wrong?
No, no. You're obsessing, though, over Des Moines.
No, it's Des Moines.
I know. 303-22-ALICE, 14-year-old kid. Spelled a word. I have no idea what the word even means, how you even put it together as a word. I don't even get it. I don't know how these 14-year-olds figure that out.
Me
I don't get
either.
It. Because they probably have never seen the word before.
Yeah, I agree. But I think they're trained. Like,
what
I
do
think
you mean?
I think those kids that are on the spelling bee circuit, it's like a circuit. They're really, like, their parents at home saying, you know what? You're going to get this.
I feel like they're locked in their room for hours on end, and they're just reading dictionaries.
Yeah.
303-22-ALICE. All right, look at some of these words here. And, man, these are great words, too. And they're everyday words, and we just can't figure it out. I don't know.
Let's see. Oh, sorry.
Guarantee.
Guarantee, that's a good one.
Tough. Vacuum. Yeah. Vacuum's one.
That's tough.
Vacuum's a good one.
Is that two U's?
Yes, two U's.
Is it two U's? Yep.
Yeah. Vacuum.
Exercise. Well, I think I can do exercise. Come on,
actually,
big
guarantee
dummy.
I feel like I wanted to lie and say I couldn't.
Yeah,
but
guarantee I can
guarantee
do.
Guarantee I got. You're just dumb.
Now we're judging you texting in these words. You can't spell exercise. Give me a break.
Definitely. That one trips me up.
Okay.
Definitely.
How do you guys spell yay?
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 Like Kanye?
No, like yay.
Y A Y. Yay.
So I go as Y A A A A A A A A A A A A A Y. Yay!
Y E A?
No, Y A A A A A A A A A A A A A A.
I know what you do. I know.
Yay!
The correct answer is Y E A, not Y.
No, that's yeah. That's yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Not
no, that has an H on it.
Yeah, is Y.
Yeah, has an H on it. Y E A H.
It just spelled Y A A A A A A A A A A. Y. Yay!
Is Y A Y?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
All right, here's one for you. Diarrhea.
Ew.
Oh.
What?
Somebody text
what is
it.
Wrong
I don't know.
With you?
Pneumonia.
What? Well, that's with a P and an N.
Convenience.
And a U and an E. Pneumonia.
All right, you dummy morning show here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, I hate to be this negative, and I hate to be this, I guess...
Here we go. Everybody get prepared.
You're going to agree with me.
Captain Happy Pants is
I know
in the house.
Listen, okay, Linda, listen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're a camper, you go out there, and you leave your camp, and just abandon it, and leave a campfire going, you're an idiot.
Well, yeah.
Okay?
That's
24 yeah. last weekend.
Oh, that they left them? You got to stir, people. You got to stir.
The fire department, they said there was like, I think, four or five, that full blaze.
Oh, you're kidding.
They weren't even embers. They just left.
Wow.
Just left. Yeah.
That is bad.
Now, are you an idiot or what? You're up in the woods, and you got a fire going, and it's time to pull up camp, and you just leave?
I don't know.
And don't even put it out?
But don't forget, stir. Stir yeah. is key because I know we dump water on it, but you forget the embers are still bright red underneath. So make a little
it's
soup.
It's not enough.
You got to make a nice campfire. I'm not kidding.
I've never heard the campfire soup.
Yeah, you got to make. You got to make a campfire soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like whiz on it or something. You know?
No, you can't whiz on it because if the wind picks up, then the embers pick up, and then goodbye, Jamie's cabin.
Whiz won't do it.
Well, I don't know. I thought you were having a hard time whizzing. Wasn't that a thing going on?
Here's the story.
The Forest Service says there's been an uptick in abandoned campfires. Over the Memorial Day weekend, fire patrol crews found 24 abandoned fires in the...
It just happens at an inconvenient time.
Is
like
that what happened?
3 a.m. in the morning.
So wait,
and then
what
you
got
to go to... You know,
but then you just freeze or something?
Pike San Isabel National Forest and the Cimarron and Comanche National Grasslands. The Forest Service says the vast majority of visitors camp responsibly. However, they are reminding everyone.
I just can't control it sometimes.
What does that mean? It's like it goes or I thought it stops.
It's like, oh, where's that wet coming from?
Wait, what?
It's just there.
Wait, I thought there was a stoppage. This is a leakage?
The Forest Service says the vast majority of visitors camp responsibly. However, they are reminding everyone that it only takes one spark to put human lives at risk.
I think there's medication, though, that you can get. I just need to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
That's really all I need.
You know what,
though?
What was, like, really sad?
Yeah.
When my boyfriend turned 40 and he couldn't pop a wheelie.
Oh, my God.
It is. It's bad. Yeah, it's bad for everybody because you feel like you're ugly, you know,
it
as a woman.
It is.
And apparently, like, right at 40, that's where you guys start having some problems with your wheelies.
I'm 38. I don't know anybody, but some. I know some. I don't know any, but 38, I've heard.
Carson just turned 42.
So my friend said that he had the same problem right around, you know, 40 or whatever. And so what he did one time when it wasn't popping, locking.
Yeah. pop. And Lauren,
he pretended to like fall out of bed and hurt himself.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he faked an injury because he was so embarrassed it wouldn't work.
Wow.
Oh, that's so sad.
Remember, put out those fires.
All right.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.